with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is putting NATO allies on notice again. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During his first term, President Trump pressured NATO members to meet the defense spending target of 2% of their gross domestic product. Now he wants them to pay even more.
I'm also going to ask all NATO nations to increase defense spending to 5% of GDP, which is what it should have been years ago.
He has argued for years that the United States has unfairly paid more than its share to the alliance. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Senate has advanced the nomination of Pete Hegseth as President Trump's defense secretary. Thursday's vote pushed Hegseth toward confirmation. Two Republicans, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Senator Susan Collins of Maine, broke ranks to oppose Hegseth. The former combat veteran and Fox News host faces allegations of excessive drinking and aggressive actions toward women, which he's denied. A final confirmation vote is expected tomorrow. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement has only a fraction of the money it needs to detain people living in the U.S. illegally.
Immigration Customs Enforcement has a budget only to detain about 41,000 people, and there are an estimated 11.7 million people living in the U.S. illegally. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that it'll cost about $165 per day for a bed for one adult. Right now, ICE detains immigrants at its processing centers, privately operated detention facilities, local prisons, and jails. But it has no facilities to detain entire families. Families account for about a third of arrivals at the U.S. southern border. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 408 points. This is SRN News. Another warning about America's birth rate.
The Congressional Budget Office says that in less than a decade, deaths will outnumber births in this country if nothing changes. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement level for some time. The recent surge in illegal immigrants has camouflaged the looming problem. Pro-life advocates point out that abortion has taken its toll as well, robbing America over the decades of millions of people who would have been working, paying taxes, and having children themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York roller derby league lost its bid to temporarily block a local ban on males playing against females in sports. A Nassau County Superior Court judge denied a request by the Long Island Roller Rebels to prevent the government from enforcing its ban while its lawsuit is considered by the court. The county east of New York City banned men from competing on women's sports teams at county-owned parks and recreational facilities last year. This is SRN News. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor has requested arrest warrants for two top Afghan Taliban officials for the repression of women.
Both of those men, according to the ICC prosecutor, are responsible for persecution on gender grounds, specifically the persecution of Afghan girls and women, but also people who the Taliban considers to be not conforming with their ideological expectations of gender identity or expression, or people who are allies of women and girls in Afghanistan.
That's BBC correspondent Anna Holligan reporting. Panic is spreading in Goma in eastern Congo as M23 rebels encircle the city, battling Congo's army. Many civilians have been wounded in the crossfire, stretching the main hospital. The rebel group has been making significant advances in recent weeks. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.